Not only that.
So why use the Meich by Achashverosh? If you already use the Meich by Mordechai, you use it by Achashverosh. The whole say the Hadvarim of the Chum Seif is very, very hard. Very, very hard to follow. And, So he says he has the kasha. If you use the Meich by Achashverosh and a Meich by Mordechai, and she became pregnant, how did she know who it was from? So maybe it was a Shafa Mordechai.
Yeah.
You're not going to believe me. I'll tell you what it says. So Sefer says, so must be she realized that one time by Ahasuerus she didn't do a Kinoch Kedarka, and she realized that's when the pregnancy came. Baruch Hashem says v'dayfi k'tzas. Well, Shverus is not a dayfi k'tzas. The whole thing and the pashtus of Tosis and Mashma. That at least Tosis learns that you're allowed to use a meich. At some point, kaidin la'achar, but Tosis says it's the Esther Shem Shiva meich. Have you learned that it means b'meich to Mordechai? Tosis is saying it's mutter. So it comes out. So it's a very difficult thing, and like the other sheet, this is very geschmack. If you hold that the meich is only also by these three and other, and because when Shemayim Yirachmu, otherwise they are Terim, okay. So I don't know, head to the Sakana is one thing. What's the head to here? Not sure. But at least the Matthias of the head to.
Sometimes
the
big matter why the Turevan would be mad and why we would do Sanj Bermuda more time?
There are two halves to some side. At the beginning, it bothers him to say that she was Mishamish Mach by Mordechai, not by Achashverosh. He says it was by Achashverosh, and one time it didn't go well, and the Maisa happened. Then he realizes he has to kasha oy, but then it's Shver, how do you know whose child it is? So it's like it falls apart at that point. He goes back there, it was Mordechai. It was Mordechai, the whole piece falls apart. It's very hard. The Bein Tzion has a little better of an approach, a lot better. The Bein Tzion says that she used the Meich by Achashverosh. She had a child. So he says, if you look in the Megillah, the first year before she became queen, she was by Haggai Shemer Hanoshim. At that time, she couldn't go to Mordechai. It says Mordechai was in the Chotze Beis Hanoshim, Ladasa Shloim Esther. She wasn't able to go to him. So the Bein Tzion says that was the year she didn't use a meich. She was only Achashverosh. There was no Hafana. Then she became pregnant and had Dayadash. When she became queen, she was free to come and go. She started going to Mordechai. Then she used the meich. She was a meich by Achashverosh. She didn't have children then.
And that's it. Meich initially, afterwards.
Why she didn't use initially? Because Tosfos says she used the meich because of Havchana. Not for any other reason. What's Havchana? You said there was no Havchana earlier?
I thought the other was born in the third year of the marriage.
What?
I thought the other was born in the third year of the marriage.
So according to this, the Yavish could have been born in the first year before they were married.
I thought she was born in
the third. It doesn't say that. When he was born doesn't say. In fact, Keret, he brings the Aris Tavash, the earlier he was born, the better, because Achashverosh died in the 14th year of his kingdom. And it says in the Pasuk Beferish, that Esther went into the palace. So how old was Dayavish? He became king. Say he was 1 year old, 2 years old, not a stabber. So if it was before the 7th year, so at least he was 7 years old. You find in Daris Kadmainim that they were, 7, 8 years old, they already had Das. Could be.
Not so good. Why
won't she use the Meich? Because Tosis says she only used the Meich for Avchana. That's what Tosis says. Tosis says, I have Chana, you use the Meich. The Meich said it's a Jewish child. You can have Shiras in the father, still a Yiddish child. Okay, look, again, my point isn't why she did it, why she didn't do it. My point is that it's a Tosis. And Tosis says she used the Meich. Tosis says it's a Heter Meich. But at the end of the day, we have Lamaisa two shittas that come out from the Sugya, opposite shittas on the Heter Meich, and we have all these achrayim that say it's absolutely awesome. So Lamaisa, we have these betutzdan. The kuda I wanted to talk about at the end of the Sugya, because we're going to go next week into Banim Hariyam Kisimanim. The kuda I wanted to talk about was the underlying kuda of the Isurim that I mentioned in the Gemara. I mentioned to you that there's Issa of Asinaf and the Issa of Bittul Piri Verivya, which Reuven explained, it's not just Bittul Asay, but a Maisa Issa. Doruch Ner, the sugya says that it could be the nis about tashkas also, and Ashkas Azera. It's known the lashon of it's brought to Shem Bezayar with Achasid that the iser of Zera Levatola is chomer mekoli surim shebetayrim. That's a lashon that Zichah says in Sefer Chassidim, and is quoted b'shem desire. Never learned desire. I don't know what it says exactly. It's important to know the Beis Shmuel. I told you yesterday to look at the Beis Shmuel in Simchat Gimel, Sivkat and Aleph. I think both Beis Shmuel and the Chalkis Mechaikik say what should come out. It should come out if somebody has a kishri and he's going to be on Zera Levatola. It's chomer mekoli surim shebetayrim. So you should go and be ba'il. You should be ba'il Anida. You should be ba'il somebody, just to do a different aveira, just not to do this aveira. We know that there's no such avacha. And therefore, the lashon in the Beis Shmuel, this is one of the paiskim, is that chomer mekoli surim shebetayrim lav davka. That's his lashon. What? Well, the question is it more chomer than koli surim? Is it not chomer mekoli surim? It either is or it isn't. If it's chomer mekoli surim, so then better be over, you pick the word of the lesser iser. Right? If somebody has to eat on Yom Kippur, he picks the smallest way to eat. If somebody's going to be over, so let him pick the smallest iser. So the Beis Shmuel answers, but lemaita to Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel, I'm not saying, the Beis Shmuel says those words. Chomer mekoli surim v'tayra lav davka. What does it mean? What? The loisinof, he was already over. Shas, the zero of Atala is what we're talking about. Nothing but the need.
That
iser is the iser of Lysinov. That's not granted a lot. The Lashon is, which is zero of Atala, is Chama. It means Dafka with Lysinov. You could say other Terutzim. You could say other Terutzim. My point is that the Beis Shmuel doesn't say other Terutzim. Beis Shmuel says this Terutz. We mentioned last year that I don't remember where it came up, that there are Sheva mitzvahs that it says in Chazal, the Sheva mitzvahs hachamurais, that it says a keneged kol ha-Torah kulam. It says about Talmud Torah keneged kulam. It says about tzitzis that it's shokul keneged kol ha-Torah. It says about tefillin that it's shokul. It says about lashon hara. It says about a number of isurim that there are mitzvahs that they're shokul keneged kol ha-Torah kulam. They're known as the, I think it's the Sheva Mitzvahs HaChamuras. The mitzvahs that the Chazal say are more chamer. And of course the question is that it's impossible. It can't be tzitzis is more chamer than all the mitzvahs, and tefillin is more chamer than all the mitzvahs, because when you weigh tefillin against everything else, tzitzis is on the other side of the scale. So it can't be both ways. You can't have more than one mitzvah that's keneged kula. So for this, is a tshuva that we've seen. He's going to Ribbis. Ribbis is also Kedega Kala Terakula. And Gradur Volbi has a sefer. It's a small sefer on the Sheva Mitzvah. I think it's called Sheva Mitzvah Sachamuras. And he's masbir that when Chazal spoke, they mean there's one aspect of this mitzvah which is connected to the whole Torah. There's an aspect of this mitzvah which is connected everything. Like among the marshal, it's my marshal, but the marshal. It says Paraduma is a chayk. Everything's a chayk. Paraduma is the mitzvah of chayk b'chol ha-Torah. You have many mitzvahs that are chukim. Tefillin, certainly lulav is certainly a chayk. But it means that it's keneged the tarik mitzvah fluyim ba. So that Chazal used an expression of shokul keneged b'chol ha-Torah kula when they meant that in one aspect of avodah, it's shokul keneged. So the first thing is to have such a havana that the same thing is what the Beis Shmuel is saying, that it's chomer keneged kol averus lav davka. This idea that keneged kol averus lav davka doesn't mean they were lying. It means there's an aspect of the chait which is a davar chomer. But stam to say it's keneged everything, it's a very difficult thing to understand, especially in avera. That it's in the teva of a person to have a difficulty with. It's in the natural teva of a zachar to have difficulty with. I once saw in the Chida, the Berkei Halacha, Chida writes that if you have two yard sites, one's a yard site on a father, one's a yard site on a mother, who has kedima to the yamid? So don't try this in your shul, don't mix it. But the Chida writes that their meaning in by them was that Yartzeit on a father is kedima to Yartzeit on a mother. He says why? Why should men have more kedima to? He says the one that has Ramad is a man, but why Yartzeit on a man more than Yartzeit on a woman? So he writes because men are mitzvah in two averis that it's kosher lehinatzalehen. He says Zera Levatola and Bittel Taira. And women don't have these two. He says that's what the Gemara means when it says God lo avtocha shenem alanashim yaitzenei anashim, that women have an easier time in Olam Hazeh than men. He says therefore the man needs the help in the Olam Emes more than the woman. So therefore the Kaddish, whatever it is, or David from it is, a man needs it more than a woman. So the Mela, but he mentions these two Averis as Averis that are cautionary and not so good. The Nakuda that I would like to bring out in this Inyan is that every person struggles with many different Nisyanis. Ruba de Ruba, Nisyanis that people have, individuals recognize that other people also have. Inishvi, you could bring Chazals about davening without Kavana. The Chazals about someone whose face is green in Olam HaEmes because he talked between Shemini Esrei of Leil Shabbos and Magen Avos. So it came in a dream that his face, it's a measure somewhere, that his face is green forever and ever. Doesn't seem to bother too many people. It should bother people. But Averis that you know other people have a hard time with, usually a person can deal with better. A person knows, everyone has a hard time with Kavana and Shemini Esrei. You can bring Midrashim that if you say the Shem Hashem without Kavana, it's like a Shem Levatola. The Shem Levatola is the Zayah Kol HaOlam Kulay. But it doesn't depress people because you know that you struggle with it and the Yenna struggles with it. A personal type of an Avera, people struggle with and they don't know that everybody else is struggling with it also, and it tends to drag people down. This type has a number of letters on it. Basically, the gist of his letter about this particular type of nisayon is that a person has to work with his successes and not with his failures, just like Shemini Esrei. You can have 10 bad Shemini Esrei. You have a good Shemini Esrei, you work with it, you try to build on it. The same thing here, a person, he writes, the teva of a person is, when he's matzliach, to not look where he shouldn't look and not be mahar where he shouldn't be mahar, a person doesn't feel he achieved something, he feels that's normal. I mean, mainly he only gets dragged down. The avoda is to build on hatzlocha in this particular site. There are a couple of letters where he writes shtakel l'shaynis. I didn't find all of them, but I'm reading kuf samachay in chelik aleph. Le'echad shenichshol b'tumas keri b'yom kippurim. Says shtakel l'shaynis about someone who's nichshol in this avera on Yom Kippur in particular. So he writes to the person, "Michtove kibalti v'hinei lo yida klal uklal." He says, "Don't worry about it." But listen to the gist of the letter. "Kidibre chazal amurim l'mishir aloy rachman alutlan shaloi machmas tivai klal uklal." Somebody who came with they carry and has nothing to do with his nature, ukagai, nasoi, uben arbaim v'yaiser, a married man, is over 40. Almost b'tar v'yirshamayim, somebody who is involved in learning and yirshamayim, ashay mikra nishlach leim in ashamayim b'gzeirim yuchedes. Such a person, it happens, must be gzeirim yuchedes. Avol adoshim tzeirim, but young men, kol shken k'shein ay nasoi, certainly somebody who's not married. Hadavar pashir ubarer, and you would think he'll say hadavar pashir ubarer, he was an ayinus. He says no, hadavar pashir ubarer, she'ira hadavar machmas tivai. Shehirer lefnez man ma. It zecher happen because it's natural. Sometimes have erurim. Oshaya bekishoy. Ki afil lehirer lefnez eze shvuais garem saif saif lezeh. Because the nature is that way that it's garem at the end. The same of war adaver b'tshuvas tzemach tzedek. Chayshem mishpat b'saifai nitzvah shar miluim. B'shem habal atanya shoye saichek me'anoshim shemitztaru al zeh. Just to laugh at people who had tzar on this. Kedivre chazal amdavkel anoshim g'day l'mai ch'inlem b'tzad hiru klal ayin sham heitim. Now my point is not Megabe Yom Kippur and Dafka. My point is, on the underlying theme of the letter, he writes that at a certain point in a person's life, it's a normal, natural teva to have these types of nisyanos. And he writes in the next letter to also to someone, he says, Masha Makal Dov Akot and Bali Dehir, Zehu Rabu Ma'id Baharbi Tzirin, Vo'yikar Vasim V'Tayra, V'mesha Chayzah Shonim Yinatzlam Yitzah Shem Yizah. So, and here he's not talking about Yom Kippur, he's talking in general. The point is that it's a natural Messiah. I'm not saying a person doesn't have to fight his the Yitzhar. It's a natural Messiah. The fact is that it makes people afterwards feel dirty. It makes people afterwards feel useless. And the person who knows that it's a normal Yetzirah has more of a hatzlacha in Melchama. In general, the Melchamas HaYetzir, you'll be more matzliach if you work with the Asei Taiv than if you work with the Sur Meira. If a person feels I have to be Isaac in Sur Meira, and later I'll be Isaac in Asei Taiv, so he spends his whole life fighting the Averis, he'll never get anywhere. Because if you don't feel satisfaction, you never get anywhere. Fighting the Sur Meira, you don't get anywhere. If you try, you work with Asei Taiv, you work on your learning, you work on your davening, Memela, you become more Dehaven, and you can be matzliach in the Sur Meira. The nature is that that brings a person to this type of hatzlacha. Once we're losing, let me tell you a little more of a havana amuka of this inyan. You all know from Sfira that the midas in the bria are seven midas: chesed, Gevura, Tferes, Netzach, Chai, Yisoid, and Malchus. Now you know the seven names, I don't know if you ever thought about it, but there's a very basic idea that the seven Midas are connected differently to the arm of a person. Chesed is the right hand, and Gevura is the left hand. You all know the Chazal, that Loilam Yehei, Yamin Makarev, and Smal Deicha. There's an idea that Chesed is the right hand, Gevura is the left hand, and Tferes is the body. And Netzach Hayda, the right leg and the left leg, and Yisoid is the Evorim of reproduction. Yisoid is Yosef HaTzadik, who had a Nisayan in this area, and his Madrega. And Yisoid is Yosef, and Malchus is Dovin HaMelech. So this you're all familiar with. Nobody talks about this Nakuda of the Yisoid is Yosef, and it talks about the idea of Yisoid as being Mizgaber in this idea. And of course, the whole concept of Zera is Yisoid. It's from what the person becomes a Shutta for the Rabbi Shal Olam in the Bria. Now, there's an understanding as follows. Each, you all know this Yisoid, Shebe Gvura, Yisoid, and Chesed Shebe Gvura, each Mida has a Mida with it. In the seventh week, we talk about Malchus. Malchus is the head. Malchus is, of course, the head. In the head, this Chesed Sheva Malchus and Gevura Sheva Malchus and Tferes Sheva Malchus, etc. Now again, I'm being masber in just a few minutes, so I want to make one point. What I'm telling you is not I didn't dream this up. This is the idea of these midas is the following. That in the head also, the Ivarim of the head, of the face, are also connected the seven. So Chesed Sheva Malchus is the right eye, Gevurah Shemak is the left eye, and just like the right and the left hand, and the body is in the middle, Tferes is the nose, which is the bead of Tferes Sheva Malchus. And then you have Netzach and Hoid and Yisoid, the two ears are the midas of Netzach and Hoid. I'm not going to get into why it's that way. And Yisoid is the mouth, and then again, Malchus is the brain. That's a very basic idea. Yisoid is the mouth. Is that you find, if you think about it, a lot of similarities between the avoid of the mouth and the midas of the evorim of a zacha. You find, for example, the lashon bris. The bris, of course, is in Isamakin. And bris krusa l'sefasai. It's an expression of bris on the mouth also. There's an idea of zera l'vatala, and there's an idea of Dibur Levatala. The ideas of the pen, the ideas of Yisai, they go together. There's a letter from the Gra that the Hiskabrus on the Averis that have to do with the Evarei HaZachar is the Avoida of the Peh, because the Peh is the Malchus, which is Kenegedit. I told you, the two Averis of HaZachar are Zerel of Atala and Bittul Zmamel Ibn Atayra. One is, that's the Peh, that's the mouth. Typically, a person can learn without his mouth, he can learn with thinking. But the mouth is the aver of learning. The gvura of the learning is misgaber, is the tool to be misnagid to that particular yitzhar. And Liman HaTorah is tamid, that avarmdi is one of the letters of the stipler. The stipler says that this which it says, this in the sefer, that ain't like hapara, and he's ain't like hapara, what's the law of he says, chutz Liman HaTorah. Liman HaTorah builds. We have an idea that the whole binyan ha'ilam is kaim from Liman HaTorah. So the nekuda that I want to bring out is this nekuda. It's not something that's often talked about, and every person is different. Someone once read that someone once went to a rebbe. He said, "My son is crazy. He eats like a horse and he runs after women." So the rebbe told him, "Crazy? He's not crazy. If he would run after horses and eat like a woman, he'd be crazy. Yeah, it's hard to eat like a horse. I run after women. He's normal. He's just a bal taiva. That doesn't mean that it's not an avoda, but it means it's a different sug of avoda. It's a different type of avoda, and it's important that people have the right perspective on it, because for some reason this particular yetzahara brings people to yish, to feeling dirty, to feeling inadequate, and it really it's not letayelas. Eighth grade rebbeim will read people the Devarim Chamurim that it says about these things. Ruba de ruba of men, especially in America in this dar, it's not shayach. This idea of to be misgaber, I don't think unless somebody's a malach, it's not shayach to be misgaber for an extended period. It's something which is a constant desire, and people have to work on it on a constant basis. And the yish that people have in this Indian usually drags people down. That's the type of a person. So, as I said, it's not something often spoken about, but it's something that's important to speak about, it's important to know. And if you look in the Ksavim, not in the Ha'itza Sefer Chassidim, people who write about Zaya Dekenyamim, but people who write, you look at the letters of Avolbi, you look at the letters of the Stipler, you have something of a chizuk to be mischazik in Indian. One of the Talam of this Gemara is that it's not brought clearly Ladina. The whole Indian here is not brought, that's why it's a machlek, it's only in the later Achrayimim. You have Pukulim on that too, but Mamaisa, I want Monday to get into the next sugya of the Gemara's Kasha and the Gemara's Teretz of Banu Maryam and Simanim. So Mr. Shem will move on Monday.